Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, March 9th. I'm Ray Graff. The WAMC region is blessed with a variety of great restaurants, but today we're focusing on one area in particular. In the studio, we have representatives from three establishments taking part in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. They're here to answer your questions about the area's food and drink and this great event. Give us a call at 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551, the finest of the Hudson Valley food and drink scene, your calls, and much more coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We're focusing on the Hudson Valley food scene today, and here with us are Agnes Devereaux, Josh Kroner, and Justin Dabrowski. Agnes is the chef owner of the Village Tea Room restaurant and bake shop in New Paltz. Its menu pays homage to comfort foods from around the world using local ingredients. Josh is executive chef, owner of Terrapin Restaurant at Rhinebeck. Opened in 1998, the restaurant features new American cooking, blending aspects of French, Southwestern, and Asian cuisines and local ingredients. Justin is the beverage director of Henry's at the Farm at the Buttermilk Falls Inn and Spa in Milton. All of Henry's signature cocktails feature local spirits, and many feature property-grown produce, honey, and herbs. All three establishments are part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which runs from March 12th to March 25th. Panelists, write that down. I may ask you later when it is. Agnes, Josh, Justin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Ray.
And the number to call is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. Well, I see a couple of familiar faces. And a new face. We'll start with a familiar face. Agnes, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been a year.
It's been a year, yes.
And you were here when we talked about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week last year.
I was.
And it was a success?
It was a wonderful success, one of our best ever.
Well, this year, and I went to your website, so in case you have any questions about it, I had a few minutes to look at it. 115 miles this covers, from what I understand, right? Mm-hmm.
From Westchester all the way up. What is the northernmost? Did you pick that up, Ray?
I didn't pick that up.
It's got to be in Columbia County, probably.
I thought it said 115 miles. I may be wrong.
No, I'm sure you're right. Yeah.
But it's quite impressive. I mean, you go right down into southern Westchester and right up the Hudson. Some fabulous restaurants on the list. And we have some great representatives here today. What's new at the Village Tea Room?
Well, this year, as of last year, we are offering our whole menu for Restaurant Week, which was a great success last year. That was the first time we did it. So you can have any appetizer, any entree, or any dessert from our menu for the Restaurant Week price.
Oh, nice. And we won't say the prices. It's public radio, but you can find out more at the website. Josh Kroner, Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck, what's new?
Well, we are getting excited for Restaurant Week, and Restaurant Week for me is it's important, especially because of the way this winter's been going lately. I mean, with this late March snow, Restaurant Week is kind of ushers in spring. So as soon as Restaurant Week starts, I can exhale. And the Hudson
Now, remember, there's probably a storm coming next week.
That may be, but as far as the restaurant business itself, you know, it starts things kind of rolling. And it's a really energizing time for the restaurant business in the Hudson Valley. You know, diners are, you know, a lot of people kind of get into their winter hole and they kind of, you know, hole up in their houses for the winter. And I feel like we get such an incredible turnout for this. And this Restaurant Week for us, I mean, we'll see upwards of 50% increased sales from the week before.
That's amazing.
Just for Restaurant Week. And it's understandable. I mean, Restaurant Week does offer a good value for people, but it's also an excellent time for people to kind of explore the Hudson Valley and try restaurants they haven't seen. And, you know, you see a lot of new customers, so it's really a great time.
You know, I'm not in the restaurant business, but that seems counterintuitive that winter would be a slow time. You'd think people would want to get out and eat someplace nice and warm and cozy and have dinner.
Yeah, but if you're in a ski town, that might work. But the Hudson Valley is kind of a more of a summer destination, I think. And, you know, certainly I'm not speaking for Agnes, but the Buttermilk Falls, where is that exactly?
That's in Milton, New York, so just south of Poughkeepsie Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went through this before the show started. Yeah, Milton.
Milton. Yeah. So, but that is a very much of a summer town. And I know New Paltz probably has drop off in the summer because of the school kids leaving. But
yeah, our business is usually May to October, November.
We get lucky that we have rooms on property, so we end up having an ongoing business all the time. We always have about 50 to 60 guests, so kind of.
Oh, that's
right
lucky.
There. Exactly.
So, yeah.
And then our restaurant's only about 60 seats, so we get all the guests with the restaurant week. Plus, then it's absolutely insane. We're almost sold out as it is right now for the next 2 weeks.
Line outside the door. Hey, yeah. Justin Dabrowski is with Henry's at the Farm at the Buttermilk Falls Inn and Spa in Milton. And you handle the drinks, eh?
I handle the drinks. I oversee the whole restaurant. Our beverage program is getting bigger and bigger. Last year from Hudson Valley Magazine, we won Best Martinis for our cocktail program.
Really? Oh, yes. Let's talk martinis for a moment.
Martinis.
How do you do it?
So we
First of all, hang on.
Yes.
If vodka is in it, is it a martini?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Wrong.
Why?
You're off the show.
This is not 1920.
You're off the show. All right, go ahead.
So I like my martinis with vodka, sorry.
Okay, well.
With a little bit of vermouth. And we have different types of vermouth depending on the vodkas or the gins that they're using.
Yeah.
So we have right now 4 different sweet vermouths and 3 different dry vermouths depending on the style of martini they're drinking, whether they get it with a twist, whether they get it with olives. There's different styles we put each one with.
Okay, and you brought something.
I did.
And, you know, maybe we should start the show with a drink. Anybody?
I think that's an excellent idea.
You think
it's
a good idea?
Yeah,
all right, and by the way, while we're having a cocktail, the number to call is 800-348-2551, and hang in there if you're already on the line. 800-348-2551. All right, Justin, what are we about to drink?
So this is one of our signature cocktails. This is a smoked black dirt Manhattan.
Nice.
So I use 2 products from Warwick Distillery, the black dirt bourbon, and their gin actually is the base for my shrub that I make in-house. It's got juniper berries, cinnamon, a whole bunch of other things. I use cherry juice from our property, and then I candy cherries from our property as well to use as the garnish for the drink.
Now, explain to me what this shrub business is.
Shrub is a vinegared liqueur. So I base mine with gin. It's a pretty loose term. You can use anything. It used to be a fruit mixture back in the day, and now it's for most modern bartenders, it's a vinegared drink.
Okay.
Usually it's rum or vodka they use as a base. I use gin just because it's a little bit more potent.
You know, my father-in-law makes a lot of Manhattans, but I've never heard him say shrub once.
Yeah, it's a newer thing.
Okay, all right. So we'll
it's a
try
more
this.
Fun way. We in the restaurant itself, we actually smoke the glasses. We light a piece of wood on fire, smoke the glass over top it, fill it with smoke. For purposes here today, I brought a little liquid smoke just to kind of give the same effect.
Fair enough. And what is liquid smoke?
This would be for chefs. I don't know. The chefs give it to me. So
that is a smoke that is in a liquid form.
Oh, it's going to be one of those shows.
It's going to be one of those, yeah.
All right. Well, drink up then.
You're looking at me like I might know the answer to that, but that's not a product
I work in the front of house because I don't do the cooking. So.
All right. All right. Well, we're batting 1,000 here on the Food Friday. We're joined today by Agnes Devereaux, Josh Kroner, and Justin Dabrowski, and the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which is how many years have this been going on now?
Over 10 now.
Okay, and so this we'll say is the 11th Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, maybe, and it runs from March 12th to the 25th, and there is a website, yeah?
Yes.
Do we know what it is?
It's HVR.
HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com.
Okay, so it's spelled
out. As I recall, Agnes, you were one of the weren't you involved in organizing this?
Well, Josh and I are both on the advisory committee for Restaurant Week.
And yet you seem nebulous about all the facts here, Josh.
I know. Janet is going to be happy with our lack of details.
But if there's any question, go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. It's a beautiful website. It'll answer all your questions. You can click on links and see menus. You can sort it by county. You can sort it by restaurant, by alphabetical.
Well,
it's wonderful.
All right. So let's have a little toast here and wish you all the best success.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You.
Hudson Valley Restaurant Week coming up, and then, you know, we'll take a call or two. Let's have a sip.
Tasty.
And you really get the smoke.
You get
I
the
love
smoke,
that.
Yeah.
So that is local bourbon.
Local bourbon, yep. 3 years aged, right out of Work Valley. These are the folks that do Dock Cider.
And that is, show it to me there. Oh, black dirt.
Black dirt. It's for the soil type that's there in North Jersey and in the Warwick Valley area, the black soil that they use to grow onions and other things.
Very nice indeed. All right, let's take a call before our first break. 800-348-2551, the number. Let's go over to Susan in Orange County. Susan.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you here.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I don't want to put a damper on a restaurant week because I love it and I always support it. But my comment is, that I find that the meals that I get during restaurant week aren't nearly as good as when I go back to the restaurant when it's not restaurant week. I feel like I'm getting, like, there's three or four things to choose from, and I get them, and they're kind of, I dare not say pre-made or anything, but, you know, sort of just, like, standard and thrown out. But, and a few times I've been turned off a restaurant, and then I've gone back, and I found it really great. So I just find that it's not... It's not always the best advertisement, as I think it should be for a lot of the restaurants. They seem to throw them out very fast, and that you don't get to choose because the price is so much less.
What a lovely, so controversial way to start the show. All right,
I'm happy to answer that.
Go ahead, Agnes, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm sure you're not talking about the Village Tea Room or Terrapin.
Okay.
For certain.
Would never do that.
So I can only speak for us, and I know that we always put our best foot forward, and we have a kickoff event, and restaurants are very excited to participate, and it's a great way to network and meet other people in the restaurant industry. And everybody I've met has really been excited about it and excited about doing local food at a challenging time of the year, and that really stretching yourself. And I don't know where you've eaten, but I think that if you try it again, and especially if you go to Terrapin
kind of
at the Village Tea Room.
I think it's really the stretching yourself, I think, because the price is less. And I've done a lot of them, so I mean, it's not just a... I'm not just not a casual comment, and I've done it
all
with
right.
other groups, you know, or other couples,
all
my
right.
husband and I, and we have found the same thing. So I think what you just said is that, you know, maybe because it's less money that you kind of get a small taste and not what you would normally. It certainly doesn't seem to us that you get what you would normally get.
Well, Susan, we have to take a break here, but let's let Josh weigh in here, and then we'll take a break, and we'll lick our wounds, and we'll come back for another part of the show.
One thing I would like to say, kind of as a member of the advisory board, I feel like this is an opportunity for restaurants to shine, and this is an opportunity, and I look at it this way. This is a time I can try to bring in new people. So to say that, you know, maybe because I'm having a less expensive meal that I'm going to pull my punch, so to speak. I certainly hope that nobody in Restaurant Week that's participating would feel that way and would really try to do the best meal possible.
So, well, what a way to begin the program. Let's take a break here, Zach, and have a drink. Agnes Devereaux here, Josh Kroner, and Justin Dabrowski. It's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. It begins on March 12th. It runs to the 25th. Our number here, 800-348-2551. We'll be back on a Food Friday.
For WMC comes from TEC Land Surveying and Mapping, professional surveyors providing land surveying, FAA-licensed drone mapping, and drone inspection services to public and private clients throughout New York and Connecticut. TECLS.com. Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. And River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop.
Welcome back to Food Friday on WAMC. Ray Graff with you, 800-348-2551. It's in celebration today of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which is coming up beginning next week. I believe the 12th is next week, right?
Yes,
Monday. It's next week.
And we're here with Agnes Devereaux of the Village Tea Room Restaurant and Bake Shop in New Paltz. Also, Josh Kroner of Terrapin Restaurant at Rhinebeck. And Justin Dabrowski, who is with Henry's at the Farm at the Buttermilk Falls Inn, and you're a rookie on this program.
I am a rookie on this
You
program.
Did very well. You bring a nice cocktail. You're going to be
you
probably
start it off, right.
be asked back. This is great. And these things on the stick, these are cherries?
Those are cherries from our property that I cure in cherry juice and then candy them to order.
Ooh, nice. This one came in via email. Before we get down to some eating here on the program, this one is from Adrian in New Paltz. Have the guests discuss table service by who would be only servers. Humans love to watch others work, so make every operation an up-close and personal engagement. More space needed, logistics, etc. Yes. I have no idea what I just read. Anybody?
Not sure.
No,
okay.
Really sure.
Thank you for that, Adrian. And then the second part, let's see if it's more lucid. Drinks. Tell them about my fruit juice ice cubes to make a new world of drink combos, like raspberry cranberry cubes with dark Myers rum.
Is she searching for a job?
No, I believe Adrian may have been hitting the dark Myers rum. Thank you for that one. All right, Josh, what'd you bring to eat today?
Okay, so I have three courses that represent the three courses we're doing, and we do a large selection. I mean, I think we have now 8 appetizers to choose from and 8 entrees.
Mm-hmm.
But so for today, I have as our appetizer. Now, this is a truffled fig and brie quesadilla.
Wow.
And on top, we have arugula dressed with a light truffle vinaigrette.
Well, that's beautiful. And if you get a chance, go to WAMC.org and click on watch video, and you can see this that Josh is holding up, truffled fig. Explain.
Well, the way that I do it, so I have sliced figs, and you know, in the season, see, fig season is very fleeting, you know, more or less in the summer when we
I didn't know
them.
That, but I'm nodding anyway.
Yeah. But so we use dry figs right now, but you have figs, brie, I have some chopped truffles that I throw in there. In the vinaigrette, there's a little bit of truffle oil, so it kind of furthers the truffle flavor.
Nice.
Goes very well. I mean, kind of, and this is like, originally I was doing quesadillas with salsa, and I kind of like this combination of something I saw in Italy with arugula on pizza. I was like, why can't I do that with a quesadilla?
Oh, beautiful.
And sure enough, it worked great.
All right, how do we serve that, though, here on the program?
Well, I would say the best way to serve that would be to grab those little plates.
Okay.
Square on each plate.
See, ordinarily,
just eat
someone
it with your
fingers. Would do this. Okay.
And I would like to note what a substantial portion that is.
Indeed. No,
that is
I see.
Not some tiny little restaurant week.
All right.
Small portion. This is a hefty looking
and
appetizer.
I feel like that is certainly something that Terrapin is known for, is large portions. I do believe that people shouldn't leave a restaurant hungry. So.
Okay. So it's not one of those. You get a tiny molecule of something on a beautiful plate.
Not at my restaurant.
Okay, very yeah. good.
If you leave hungry, there's a mistake, and I need to know about it.
All right, so I need everybody else to eat, too, while I speak, and we'll take a call or two. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Yeah, let the drink guy have something to eat here. And let's go over to Michelle in Rhinebeck. Hi, Michelle, you're on.
Hi. I just want to give a shout-out to all three of these wonderful places in the Hudson Valley. We're so fortunate to have such great places, and we're very familiar, of course, with Josh and Terrapin living in Rhinebeck. Mm. And my daughter has practically grown up at the Village Tea Room having parties with her little friends for her birthday for year after year.
Oh, that's nice.
And Henry's is fantastic after you have a service at Buttermilk Spa. I mean, it's just great.
You know, you make us feel so much better, Michelle.
Restaurant Week is wonderful, and I agree with Josh. I mean, anytime we've used it to, you know, go and experience a new place, we've always, you know, enjoyed it. I mean, sometimes the portions are a little smaller, but, you know, they always, to me and my husband, seem to go out of their way to really impress you.
Well,
and then, you know, ultimately we'll go back. So
love that call. Michelle, thank you very much for the call. Now, Agnes, you have kids' parties at the Tea Room? Doesn't that drive you crazy? I mean,
no,
kids
it
can be very annoying.
They can. We have a special room called the family room, and we sequester them.
Soundproofed, padded walls.
No, but it's just off to the side of the restaurant, and it has a chalkboard and a small table with chairs, and we do a kids' afternoon tea.
Oh,
so
nice.
Girls come in little frocks, and they have their afternoon tea service, and they have, you know, little herbal teas.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
precious.
Cute. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right, let's go to line 2, 800-348-2551. Stefan in Saugerties is on. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. Love your show.
Thank you.
Love the three restaurants.
Good.
Had a suggestion during the week. How about flights of your various martinis in Manhattans, Mr. Dabrowski, so that you can sample individually?
We do have a few feature cocktails on special, and we have all of our courses actually paired with New York State wines, most of which are from about 10 to 15 miles from us.
Well, I was more thinking of if you could get 3 or 4 gin martinis, starting, of course,
well, that's
Warwick
If you're staying with us, we can probably work that out.
Yeah, you don't want to be driving after three or four martinis. I don't even want to be standing after three or four martinis. Well, Stefan, thanks a lot. That's a great idea.
It's actually an interesting idea because we've started with beer flights and wine flights. People love those. Yeah. And actually, we've done whiskey flights. So maybe
Dorothy Parker has the sort of rule about how many martinis you can handle.
But if they're little, you know, they're like mini martinis.
I suppose. By the way, Josh, this is great.
Thank you.
And once again, explain what it is that we just had.
Well, I have a quesadilla, and that's kind of like a standard for me quesadilla format where I have three flour tortillas, and I have brie. There's also a little bit of cheddar in there to give it a little bit more body.
It gives it a meatiness.
I have some roasted shallots, chopped truffles. And on top, so then we have kind of a sandwich with that and bake that off so it's nice and crispy. And on top, I've taken arugula salad, basically dress it with a truffle vinaigrette so that you have that. You know, there's something about salad and pizza that I saw, like I was saying, in Italy. And I was able to transfer that onto a quesadilla, and I love it.
You don't want to do it with lettuce, obviously. But this is perfect.
I love this. I followed that whole Italian theme because, you know, the other thing with arugula is it works so well whether it's warm or cold. So if it starts to wilt a little bit because of the heat of the quesadilla, it doesn't take away.
Which is not the case with lettuce. That's my point.
And lettuce might get soggy. And
you don't want cooked lettuce, man.
Yeah, cooked mesclun, you know, that's not really.
This is great, though. Very nice indeed. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week runs from March 12th. To March 25th, and there are how many restaurants involved?
Over 200. What, 220?
Yes.
Something like 100 miles plus of restaurants from southern Westchester right on up. We're here with Agnes Devereaux of the Village Tea Room and Bake Shop in New Paltz, also Josh Kroner of Terrapin Restaurant at Rhinebeck, and Justin Dabrowski of Henry's at the Farm at the Buttermilk Falls Inn and Spa. And let's go over to Henry in Cornwall. Henry, you're on.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm calling about Henry's at the Farm, actually.
You're not the Henry, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm not the Henry.
Okay.
Henry's actually 7 years old.
Oh, really?
Actually, I'm a big fan of Manhattan. It's probably too much of a fan. And I like to try different places. And the one they serve there, their signature drink with the smoke in it is truly incredible, and all the other ingredients. And I remember on one of your shows, you had like some bartenders on and mixologists, and they said it's all about the ingredients. And
oh yeah,
it is true. And one other comment about Henry's: it's a very unique property with the grounds, the ponds, the little farm, the animal pens there. It's just incredible.
So, well, thank you. We like to hear that.
Thank you, Henry.
Okay,
who
you're welcome.
Is no relation to Henry's at the Farm. I gotta say that cherry.
Yes.
It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Explain how you do this.
So they're tart cherries from our cherry cheese, and we juice about half of them and then just soak them for half the winter. And we throw them in the freezer, and as I need them, I pull them out and just coat them in sugar.
Never had a Manhattan quite like this.
You're not supposed to have. That's why it's kind of one of our signature things.
Very nice indeed. All right, Agnes, what did you bring?
I brought a representation from the lunch menu because we also participate in Restaurant Week during lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our potato Toussaint tart, which is modeled on a French dish called a tartiflette.
Mm-hmm.
So the Robuchon cheesemakers of France wanted to promote Robuchon cheese in the 80s, so they came up with this recipe. And it's potatoes that are cooked in cream with garlic and thyme.
Oh boy.
And then they're strained out when they're cooked, and we make a custard out of that cream with local eggs, and then we layer it with Toussaint cheese from Sprout Creek Farm in Poughkeepsie, along with some softened onions, and we put it in a blind-baked tart shell and bake it. And
it
we serve
delicious.
That with a mesclun salad from Sorbello Farms in Highland, and it's a hearty, delicious, full, generous lunch portion.
We got to try some of this. You love, and I think a lot of people involved with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week are very much tuned in to sourcing locally.
Yeah, and this dish is really about local food. The cream is from Hudson Valley Fresh, the cheese is from Sprout Creek Farm, and the salad is from Sorbello's. It's like a great representation of local food.
That's pretty good. I wouldn't serve that to the little kids at the tea party, by the way.
Yeah, no, they're having little finger sandwiches and peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, they're not
much better
this.
Plan. All right, we'll figure out how to eat some of this during the next break. Let's go to Stephen in Glens Falls. Stephen, you're on.
Hey, thank you. I hadn't heard about Restaurant Week before, although from the sounds of it, it sounds like it's Restaurant 2 Weeks.
Oh, you make
a
point.
I would love to come down but only if I can be promised that I'll find something that I fell in love with in Edinburgh when I was there for the tattoo. Does anybody make a good sticky toffee pudding?
Wow.
Oh, we make a good sticky toffee pudding, but we don't have it on the menu for restaurant week.
What is it?
Give us a call and come another time.
What is that?
So it's
love in food form.
Ah, all right. Now for a more technical answer, here's Agnes.
Well, in England, dessert is called pudding.
Yeah.
So if you're having cake for your dessert, they call it pudding. So the
well, that doesn't
word
make any sense.
Pudding is a loose word, so okay. It's not actually a pudding. It's
right.
A cake that's made with dates.
Ooh.
And the dates are soaked. And they become really soft,
yeah.
And they give this texture to the cake, and it's served with a toffee sauce. So it's a date cake with a toffee sauce.
What are they soaked in?
That's a good question.
All right.
It's been a while since I made it. Oh, they're soaked in coffee.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, so that's one thing that will be a big hit, not during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, but if you go to Village Tea Room Restaurant and Bake Shop, you'll find that. What else did you bring, Agnes?
I also brought short
did
ribs.
Did I catch you in the middle of a drink? I apologize.
I just ate one of those delicious cherries. So I brought something from the dinner menu, and this is featuring Hudson Valley Cattle Company beef, and these are short ribs.
Oh, they look delicious.
They're cooked in local honey, Widmark honey from Gardner, red wine from White Cliff Vineyard, and aromatics, and they're served over Yukon Gold mashed potatoes, and they're meltingly tender and delicious.
They do look really good.
And that's one of our dinner entrees. And I also brought two desserts, a cream puff, which is one of our signature desserts, and this is filled with vanilla bean pastry cream, again using Hudson Valley Fresh cream, and the incredibly expensive vanilla bean paste that's gone so expensive recently, and it's topped with a Calabo chocolate glaze.
Oh, my heavens. So all these things we can try during the break, which is coming up in about 5 minutes. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week comes up March 12th to the 25th. Agnes Devereaux is here from Village Tea Room Restaurant and Bake Shop in New Paltz. We have Josh Kroner from Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck, and Justin Dabrowski of Henry's at the Farm at the Buttermilk Falls Inn and Spa in Milton. They want to talk to you. Josh, how long have you been in business there at Terrapin?
In Rhinebeck, I've been there for 15 years, but I started originally in Ulster County,
yeah.
And that was in 1998, so it'll be my 20th anniversary coming up really
That's
soon.
That's where I started to go to your restaurant, actually.
Yeah, and
it was our birthday spot when I was younger.
It was a hard-to-find place, but
you didn't go to the tea room for a little
No, I didn't get my dress on or anything to
all
go
right,
over.
Fair enough.
Kid,
fair
sorry.
Not that there's, you know, it's fine. How have tastes changed, Josh, in the 20 years that
I
you
mean,
have?
It's incredible how different things are. And when I came up here, you couldn't even buy local produce. Like, you couldn't, even if you wanted it, you'd see farms,
yeah.
But there was no connection between the restaurants and the farms. I would ask people, where do you get this? And people would say, well, maybe our supplier can get it in New York City. So they'll sell stuff to New York City, and then my local produce guy could bring it back up to me at a markup. But things have changed so much because people actually have an awareness now of local food. I mean, Agnes was just talking about where all of her food comes from. And there has to be also a demand from people to want that.
Right.
And
that's capitalism.
It's true, and that's people are now aware of it. People really want to see that their food comes locally, and that it makes a huge difference. And there's so many reasons why local food is good. It's not just to say, oh well, local food tastes better, but it's also better for everything.
Does it taste better?
In a lot of cases, it does because it has less time to travel. Like for example, that mesclun that she has there, and I use actually from a couple different indoor greenhouses in the winter now. The alternative would be to buy mesclun from California. So you're
That's
having
a long way.
Right. And it's going to come, it's probably 10 days from when it was picked by the time you actually get it. And some of it's good. And there'll be like, if you look at it, little rotten pieces of lettuce.
Yeah. You see it all the time in the grocery store. Yeah.
The expensive organic kind. It doesn't really matter. And that's basically when you have local produce, you're getting it from someone, there's a lot less fossil fuel footprint. There's so many other things that are going to be a benefit. And in terms of quality, and this is another thing that I love to say because I use a lot of local farms as well, I like to be able to go to the farm and see where the food's made to understand this is where it's coming from. I mean, for example, this is
We didn't even talk about this. What is that?
Well, that is a venison bolognese.
Ooh.
So this is fairly traditional bolognese. However, I use venison from Highland Farm, which is in Germantown, New York. And so I get my meat from a local area. And actually, it's easy to get meats at this time, you know, as opposed to when I came up here 20 years ago. I can get anything really from the Hudson Valley and all year long. I mean, it's incredible how things have changed and how there really is. And this really goes not just to the restaurants, but to the consumers that say this is what we want. And we're happy to have that. You know, we're happy to go to Agnes's restaurant because she does feature local food. And that's the sort of thing that kind of makes it all work.
You know, I'm surprised. I did not know there was any place that did commercially accessible venison.
Oh, yeah. Highland Farm is great. They do red-tailed deer, and they've been farming that. I mean, I get it for a bunch of different products. Actually, we're having a beer dinner right now where I made a venison stew with red wine and beer for the beer dinner.
I've had my fair share of venison over the years, and most of it is, well, let's just say it's not farm.
You know, it's going to have a different character to
it's
it.
It's tricky, though.
Because it's not as gamey, the farmed venison. It actually, you know, to most people's taste, it tastes better.
Really?
I mean, you know, I'll let you sample the venison bolognese.
I can't wait, because I'll never forget. I got venison, and I made a lasagna with it, which was a stunning failure.
Well,
it was awful.
It's tricky, too, because especially if you're using wild venison, you might have some issues with the gaminess.
Sure
where
did.
It's going to
like
just permeate. So you have to use it with something that's going to balance out. And so obviously with the tomato and the onions and garlic, there's a lot of strong flavors that play with the venison that work really well in this dish. But if you try it in other things, it might not work as well.
Well, we are joined today by Josh Kroner of Terrapin Restaurant at Rhinebeck, also Agnes Devereaux of Village Tea Room Restaurant at Bake Shop in New Paltz, and Justin Dabrowski of Henry's at the Farm at the Buttermilk Falls Inn and Spa in Milton. And we have Hudson Valley Restaurant Week coming up beginning on, I believe that's Monday, March 12th. Is that Monday?
Yeah, that's Monday.
Okay, it starts next week. We'll take a quick break here on a Food Friday, get back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number.
Support for WMC comes from Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends, specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends. RollingRockSalt.com for upcoming events. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, featuring over 80 local farms and fresh food vendors every week all winter long. Open every Saturday, 9 to 2 in the Troy Atrium. TroyMarket.org. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world, wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com. And the Beacon Cinema, Pittsfield, Mass, entertaining the Berkshires with a wide variety of films and community events, beer and wine available at all shows, thebeaconcinema.com for details.
Vox Pop Food Friday with Ray Graff. 800-348-2551 is the number. They're eating, they're drinking, and Justin is pouring more beverages for our guests. This is fun. Our number is 800-348-2551. It's okay. Agnes isn't driving. She's fine. I got to tell you, Josh, the bolognese venison is out of this world.
Thank you.
So any difference in preparing it than you would normally?
Not really. I mean, you'd still want to have kind of the same concept where, you know, with a bolognese, traditionally you start with milk. So there's a milk base to it. You're going to saute your onions and garlic. Once you brown the beef too and then get that going in there, you still want to cook it out a little bit to make it tender. There's a lot less fat in venison.
Yeah.
So I will sometimes add a little bit of cream to kind of bring up the richness to it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, it's pretty much standard.
I would say it tastes like a very good bolognese sauce. However, I would say the texture is just slightly, it's
Softer.
Yeah, it's softer.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's fabulous. It's really good. This one came in via email and then back to the phones. This one says, the subject heading is the Adrian email, and the text is, love Restaurant Week. The pricing and portions are perfect. It allows us to try new spots around the gorgeous Hudson Valley. Agreed, those cherries sound phenomenal. I adore Vox Pop and WAMC. Thanks, Tris. We appreciate that. And the cherries are phenomenal. And you grow those right at Henry's?
Yes. Yep. We have a 20-acre farm, and then we have fruit trees all over the property as well. So we have 75 acres. The llamas right now have about 15 of them.
Llamas.
Llamas and alpacas. We've adopted quite a few over the years. We're up to about 30 right now with new babies.
What do you do with them?
Look at them. They're majestic, I guess.
So there's no real danger they'll end up on a plate at Terrapin Restaurant in a sauce.
And you don't get llama milk.
We don't get llama milk. No.
Llama
cheese. We all the eggs at our property are from our chickens.
Oh, really?
And we have 20-acre farm that we actually, our chefs sit down and decide what they're going to grow each year. And then our gardeners actually grow the produce for us.
And you say you have lodging there as well?
We have 18 accommodations, 10 rooms in the inn, and then we have houses up to 5 bedrooms right on the river.
So that's so cool. So really, as a mixologist there, the people who are staying are the ones that get crocked, right?
A little bit. I mean, we have golf carts. We take them right back to their room at the end of the night.
You have golf carts. Just put them on a llama.
Free llama rides.
Our number is 800-348-2551. Agnes Devereaux and Josh Kroner and Justin Dabrowski here on a Food Friday. Samuel in East Durham. Samuel, you're on.
Hi. Guys, basically being a small farmer, my question was, micro crops like elderberry. I do watercress and a few things, but I'm looking to expand markets. How could you guys use elder?
Elderberry is kind of challenging. I think it's great as a cordial. I like elderflowers. We make sodas from elderflower, and you can also make pastry cream from it. But elderflower and elderberry are two different plants, right?
I'm sorry?
Is elderflower and elderberry two different plants, or is it the flower of the elderberry?
Yes, it's flower before it actually gets pollinated.
Okay. Well, I mean, if anybody came to us with elderflowers, we would take them and we'd make a syrup out of them. It makes an incredible grown-up soda that's really delicate, slightly floral, and delicious.
And we'll take the elderberries. So, I mean, if you want to give us a call, too, we'll take those. We'll figure out
something
to do them.
We're networking here on the phone. That's cool. Well, Samuel,
I love it. I love it, guys. But what's the economy of scale? Do you guys need like a large amount? Or
right, well, we're not going to do a business deal here on the program, but you know where to contact people, Samuel. Thank you for the call. 800-348-2551. Interesting program, right? Let's go to Barbara in New Paltz. Barbara, you're on.
Hi, I wanted to second the comment of the caller who said the Restaurant Week meals are not quite as yummy as the rest. I live in New York during the week, and I found that a Restaurant Week in New York, and I also have found it up here occasionally, never at the Village Tea Shop.
Okay.
Which I want to commend for its duck confit. It's the best duck confit I've
ever
had.
Well, that's nice. Hey, Barbara, before you go too far, I got to say your phone line is terrible. It sounds very, very, there's a big hum. So I would say make a good 15 seconds left of your statement, and then we'll have to let you go because it sounds not good.
And the Amish lemon pie is fabulous.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's actually Shaker lemon pie.
Shaker lemon pie?
Yes, yeah.
Well, thanks, Barbara. We appreciate the call. It sounds like there's a ground problem on your phone. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 800-348-2551. Agnes Devereaux, you were here a year ago, and I always joke that I barely remember the show yesterday. I remember this cake.
Yeah,
you brought it last
cake.
Year. Tell
yes.
us about the cake.
So it's our bee cake. It's an orange chiffon cake on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
A chiffon cake is a cake made with an oil instead of butter. We actually use a combination of grapeseed oil and butter, and it has a little bit of orange zest in it. In between the layers is apricot preserves, and then the whole cake is encased in a honey buttercream. It's made with farm eggs. We buy eggs from Grass and Grit and Pete Taliaferro during the winter, and they are the start of a buttercream that's a classic French buttercream. I know a lot of people think that the recipe on the back of the Domino's confectioner sugar box is buttercream.
Thank you for mentioning the brand name.
Yeah, but
Appreciate it.
That is not buttercream. That's frosting. Buttercream, it starts with egg yolks that are beaten. And then we add in boiled honey, which pasteurizes the yolk. And then you add in softened butter.
Ah.
This gives it a mouthfeel that's very luxurious and unctuous and...
It's
delicious.
Fantastic.
I don't want to say any more of the words. This is public radio. It might be a little salacious.
I have an 8-second delay. Say whatever you want. But I can tell you one thing. That cake probably won't leave Studio A.
That's good.
It will probably.
Oh, I remember it from last year,
too.
Do
you remember?
Yeah, I had a second piece.
Cut a slice, man. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going in.
Our number is 800-348-2551. Josh Kroner is going to cut the cake. And I'll read this email from Alan in Colony. Do any of these featured places offer a menu for St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We have two things, actually. We are doing a St. Patrick's traditional dinner at the restaurant, as well as an Irish whiskey dinner in our barn venue, which has Temple Bar, which is the like unofficial official bar of Dublin. They came up with their own Irish whiskeys. They have a regular, they have a 10-year and a 12-year. They're coming to town to feature them with us. We're making cocktails. We're serving them up each course with kind of a twist on all types of St. Patrick's Day food. We're making corned beef and cabbage spring rolls that day.
I love those. Agnes, you probably have very little patience for some of the Americanized St. Patrick's Day fare, yeah?
Well, this is true, but I'm learning patience as I get older.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, good
so
for you.
For the first time ever in the 14-year history of the Village Tea Room, we will have corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
We will also have shepherd's pie. We will also have Ballycotton fish pie, which is not that known to Americans, but it's a wonderful place in southern Cork that is known for its fish and its potatoes.
Uh-huh.
So it's fish cooked in cream with carrots and Coleman's mustard
lemon
juice, and it's topped with mashed potatoes.
Why is Coleman's mustard so revered?
Because it's fantastic, of course. It's amazing.
This has come up before on this program, and prior to doing Food Friday, I'd never heard of Coleman's mustard.
Really? Well, I mean, I'm from Ireland, and my father ritualistically made his Coleman's mustard by adding in water and making it into a paste and putting it on his ham sandwiches. So it's like something I grew up with. It's almost like wasabi.
That's good, too.
So, you know, it as a child, I thought it was the most disgusting thing in the world. As an adult, I think it's the most amazing thing in the world. And it really, like, brightens up flavors. So we have that. We also have our chocolate Guinness cake, which is served with stout creme anglaise and whipped cream, and it has a chocolate Guinness ganache on it. It's a fantastic grown-ups chocolate cake.
You brought that last year, did you?
Yes, I did.
Why didn't you do it this year?
You remember it.
You know, you're a very memorable person.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Also, I have a note here for my producer. We will be having a St. Patrick's Day food Friday next week with O'Slattery's Irish Restaurant and Pub in Del Mar, New York.
Wonderful.
Go figure. You see, I usually don't know. Keeps my performance anxiety down if I don't know until just before the program what it's all about. Let's go over to Joe in Albany. Joe, you're on.
Hi. I was just calling to see if you guys could give me an idea of the kind of northernmost restaurants for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, since if I want to come down from Albany area. I know you're talking about Terrapin and Rhinebeck, so I was just seeing if you could give me an idea of where else kind of towards
the
Albany.
Northernmost restaurant involved. I got to be honest with you, Joe. It seems like our guests aren't all that clear about
all
this
stuff. But you can go onto the website at HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com and see all the restaurants listed.
Okay.
And they're arranged by county.
Great.
Oh, they're arranged by county.
Yes. So you can go by county and look for your county.
So Columbia County probably is the closest, right, involved with this?
And it's alphabetical.
And Green County has a few, too.
There's Green County as well? Okay, that's cool. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate the call. 800, and we'll do some more homework before next year's program, and we'll actually have the list. Our number is 800-348-2551. Agnes, this is one of the greatest. It looks beautiful in presentation. You got the hive look. First of all, how do you do the hive look?
Oh, that's a secret. I can't tell you.
But this cake and the layers are they're dense, but they're moist and there's some air in there.
Yeah, the glaze on the outside is an apricot glaze, and the bees are chocolate truffles with white chocolate stripes and almond wings.
Yeah, it's interesting how the apricot glaze makes it look like it's covered in honey.
I know. When I first conceived of this, you know, I poured honey over it and it all like fell off in a big puddle around the plate. And I was like, okay, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was
this
I have to say
incredible.
This cake was inspired by Rose Levy Birnbaum, who's a very famous chef, pastry chef. She wrote the Cake Bible and the Pastry Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to the restaurant a few years ago and we're friends now because, you know, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But she looked at that cake and she said, I know where you got the idea for that. And I was like, yes, I did. And it was inspired by her. And it's one of our best-selling cakes. And we make a lot of wedding cakes of this.
And we actually serve a lot of those wedding cakes at our venue.
Yes.
For these.
I can see why. It's a best-selling cake. I've already finished mine.
Yeah, well, you know what? Why don't you double up?
Just like last year, I probably will.
Maybe you could up it and have three this year.
And just take half the cake.
Sure, why not?
I think the rest of the... people that are working here are probably looking at that cake, hoping that we're not going to do that. So.
They'll never see it. And you know they're not listening. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. We have Justin Dabrowski here from Henry's at the Farm at the Buttermilk Falls Inn and Spa in Milton. We have Josh Kroner from Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck and Agnes Devereaux of the Village Tea Room Restaurant and Bake Shop in New Paltz. It's all part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which begins on Monday and runs to March 25th. Agnes, you've been here how long now?
In the Hudson Valley or my restaurant?
Yeah, in the Hudson Valley.
We moved here 17 years ago from Brooklyn.
Wow. And how long were you in Brooklyn prior to that?
I can't remember how long I was in Brooklyn, but I moved here from Ireland when I was I moved here from France when I was about 20.
Yeah.
I'd lived in France for 2 years, and then I came here, and 17 years ago we moved from Brooklyn to the Hudson Valley because we wanted our children to go to a Waldorf school, and there was one in Brooklyn.
Oh, cool.
I mean, in New Paltz. There wasn't one in Brooklyn then, there is now.
It's a different pace, though, isn't it, when you move
north.
Oh,
yeah. But, you know, I grew up in this small village at the foot of the Knockmeldown Mountains in Tipperary. And, you know, my mother had a hotel and she was in the hospitality business. And I kind of spent my whole life trying to escape being my mother and to escape from Clahine and my whole background. And I ended up in this like village at the foot of the Schwangunk Mountains and owning a restaurant. So it's like you run really far away and then you become your mother.
You can't. <It's> 800-348-2551 is the number. We go to Karen in Great Barrington. Karen, you're on.
Hi, everybody. It's so fun to hear all these great ideas about food. And I just have a general celebratory comment about venison. And I'm so excited to hear that the chef at Terrapin is using it. My husband is an occasional hunter, and I've cooked venison. And it is so refreshing to have really good venison when one is sick and tired of beef, pork, and chicken from the grocery store. And so just a celebration. I've tried it with Korean barbecue taco recipe. I've tried it with different Austrian recipes and Italian recipes. So I'm excited to go and try something else. So
I got
to
tell you, Josh has it down. Josh really has it down. And so a quick tip for Karen before she goes.
You know, one thing I will say about venison, and this is another thing that I like to do with it, is I like to use the leg meat, particularly the top part of the leg meat, which would be called the top round or the top butt of the venison. So you can cut steaks out of that and you sear it. It's very important to slice it across the grain. And by doing that, you're going to make it more tender. Venison is very, very bad if it's overcooked. If you're going
to
serve it like that,
it's really
more than medium.
Slow and low.
Well, I mean, if you're cooking a steak, you really want it to be red because it dries out really quickly.
All right. Well, Karen, thank you for the call. We appreciate it very much. I imagine a marinade might be in order, like a London broil you would marinate.
You know, I don't necessarily believe in that. I feel like you want that flavor to come through. You want it to taste like venison.
Yeah.
And certainly the venison that I get from Highland Farm is delicious by itself.
Tender enough, though?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely tender. And you can take the leg meat, and it's so lean. I mean, it's incredibly lean. You slice it across the grain. I mean, we make these steaks out of the leg. And something that, you know, you can do with beef as well, but with this venison, I mean, you end up with it's not chewy, it's not tough at all, it's delicious.
That must be a trick. You must have learned to do it properly.
You know, a lot of experimentation with venison when I first came into the valley, and it was something like hunters would bring me meat and I'd try to cook it. And after I found Highland Farm and the wonderful, red-tailed deer that they've been able to supply me with, it's so consistent and... you know, it's a great product for doing a lot of different things with.
Let's quickly go and take one more call and then wrap up here about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Let's go to Robert in Forestburg. Robert, you're on.
Hey, that bee cake sounds amazing.
Oh,
where
is.
Do I go to see a what that looks like?
Do you have a picture of it on your website, Agnes?
We do. It's thevillagetearoom.com. We're also on Facebook, The Village Tea Room on Facebook. I have like hundreds of pictures of that bee cake.
Well, that'd be a little boring, right? You really need one good one.
Yeah, well, there's hundreds because we have done it as three-tiered wedding cakes, as four-tiered wedding cakes, as little four-inch cakes. So yeah. This is a four-inch cake that I brought today, which serves like six people or maybe
just
Josh.
Well, we're about out of time here, but once again, how do we find out more about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week?
www.hudsonvalleyrestaurantweek.com.
You're the only one who prepared for this program, Agnes.
Good job, Agnes.
Good job.
Thanks.
And the tea room. Once again, the website?
Thevillagetearoom.com.
All right. Now, Henry's at the farm. Justin, where do we find out more?
Buttermilkfallsinn.com has all of the things that we have, the restaurant, the spa, the inn, all under the same umbrella of the company. So come out, check it out, come to the spa, come to dinner, have a good time.
And Josh, Terrapin Restaurant.
So you can go to our website at terrapinrestaurant.com, and okay. We have all of the information. We have our restaurant week menu and contact information, anything you need.
What a fun time. Thank you all for being here, and good luck with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. I hope that first lady doesn't show up and yell. I think it'll be all right.
I do want to say that if we do this again next year, let's definitely bring Justin back, because having
the drinks, the
cocktails.
Cocktails helps a little bit.
I think this has been a great radio show for me.
Glad you enjoyed it. And we'll bring some more bee cake as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Support comes from Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy, a no-moo, dairy-free, handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. And Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats, home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, Pekarsky's.com. Thanks again to Agnes, Josh, and Justin for being here today. Thank you for the calls, most of them, and the emails. And thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Barb King took your calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend. Alan will be back in the big chair on Monday for a Medical Monday. Right now, stand by for news.